Let's give one more hearty welcome, round of applause for our girl, because she's not new. You're like family now. You've been here before. Yeah. Elvana!
Yeah! I want to say to Elvana, but honey, the girls love that song. Honey, the sisters, now they got a drag queen in Dallas, Miss Ozarka Springs, baby. She used to sing it, baby.
She's
like, she got a refill, baby.
Oh, man. I got to see that.
So with this album being out, right, you know, like in perfect.
Wait, why are you talking like that here, Greg?
This is how I always talk on the radio. So.
No, please.
Okay, I'm going to put it out there. There's only about two people. And that head crack. And first of all, I knew you were here when I walked in. I went to the bathroom. All the guys came back. They had this little cheese smile on their face. But you know, you have like the celebrity crush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it out there because we call each other out. Head crack has that on you.
Yup.
Aww.
It's something about your vibe and your energy. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, like you look dope in glasses.
Mm-hmm.
You like to read. You like music and the arts.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of people that do that, but you know what I'm saying? But like, I'm just a fan of your work. You're very talented.
Thank you.
And you're so beautiful, but not one way vain at all. Because, I mean, he mentioned the glasses, because last time you were here, you were like, even openly, I can't see nothing without my glasses on.
I can't.
But most people would
that's
not.
That's sexy, though. That's sexy, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but while we're talking about it, you know, are you single?
You don't put me on the spot like that.
Get ready, Craig.
Yeah, so about the album you were asking.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm joking.
So like,
I have to.
So, like, you know, far as, like, you know, like, if a guy was to take you out, right?
Yeah.
If you was in a courting situation, what would be the optimal idea of fun for you? Are you a person that just likes, you know, like, maybe go to an amusement park? Or are you, like, a traditional dinner and a movie type of girl?
I'm like a kid. I like to have fun, you know? I want to see that you have personality, that you're different, that you think outside of the box.
Simple stuff.
Yeah, simple
stuff. Like a picnic in the park.
Yeah.
Simple
I had a guy take me to Chuck E. Cheese once, and it was like the best date.
Right, I went on a date with Chuck E. Cheese before. It is that piece of good as hell. Everybody's sleeping on that Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Is it true
that's why you get your kids talking. Huh?
Is it true they put sugar?
I don't know what they put in the sauce because I actually used to work there. But I tell you what, you take your kids and you get them a lot of token. You sit there and eat that damn pizza up and say, hey, we'll just eat something when we get home. We got to go.
Yeah.
I got a confession to make. Rick, you may have the same confession. I used to be the Chuck E. Cheese mouse, the rat.
Really?
Me too, dog.
Dress up as Chuck E.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, me too. You ever farted inside that uniform
and
about to pass out?
You can't get out.
Oh, my God.
So have you ever had a regular job or has it just been music, music the whole time?
Oh, my God. My first job, I worked at Universal Studios theme park, asking people to sign up for credit cards when you walk in. You know those annoying people?
Oh,
it's
my
like, free
gosh.
Backpack, free backpack.
Mm-hmm.
That was me. Where else did I work? Coat check.
You were the coat check girl?
Yep, like, I was a coat check girl. I did like assistant teaching. So
really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking to Elle Varner, and I'm just your life is so colorful. You've done so many things. Your daddy used to sing with Barry White, and he's actually helped you.
My mom, that's my mom.
Your mother? Oh, I'm sorry. Your dad is a songwriter, though. He helped you with this.
Yeah, and producer.
That's what I thought. Okay. But I remember you said when you were younger, you grew up in California, and you were bullied.
Yes.
Most of your, like, what?
Yes.
How did that go down?
Well, I was heavy growing up. I was very... in my own world, I was always singing, just a happy kid. And it was like, it made the other kids mad or something that I was just...
Different.
And I was like, wow, this is crazy. I got teased about everything you could think of. None of the boys like me. That's why a lot of my story and my album, songs like So Fly, like that coming of age and getting past it.
Have you seen any of those people and they try to get down
with you? Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you.
Yeah, I mean, I've got guys like... calling me or Facebooking me that would never even didn't even know my name, like in school. I went to school with you for like 8 years, you know, and like everybody's hitting me up. It's crazy.
So do you respond? So who were your friends in high school and are you still friends with them to this day?
Like, I'm still friends with a few from high school. I had friends that were like, I know you're gonna do this, since I was real young. But other than that, it is hard. Like, I find a lot of friends, quote friends, trying to come and like be part of my life, and it's weird.
Right.
It's very weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it seems like your music resonates with your fans on a real unique level.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what was the craziest story that a fan, you know, told you about just like their connection that they had with you and your music?
I had a fan that was like, I hate to say, I had a fan that was suicidal, that really listened to the music, and she wrote me this long message and said that helped her overcome. I had another fan who, I'm about to say friend, but I...
But that is a friend in the end.
Yeah, it's, we all, you know, it's humans. We're just people, and if I can help somebody, that's what it's for. That's what I'm doing it for.
I had a fan that was... like, didn't have no legs, man. Came to one of my comedy shows and got up and walked out at the end of the show with everybody else. Hey, 16 minutes after the hour.
I can't stand you.
16 minutes.
Smiley Morning Show.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.